Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
And I think you'll really enjoy kind of the mint and maple aspect of this dish as well. It's a little unique. It's not your typical strawberry shortcake.
That's right. We're celebrating strawberry season today with a fresh take on strawberry shortcake using homemade buttermilk biscuits and yogurt. The other recipe uses berries and biscuits as well, our Better Than a Cobbler Summer Berry Grunt. But first, here's Mia Partlow with a look at this week's news.
Remember the food pyramid? Well, scratch that. The newest nutrition icon from the USDA is called MyPlate. Just like its three-pointed counterpart, it emphasizes the necessity of daily servings of vegetables, fruits, grains, protein, and dairy. But it also strives to make portion size more of an important factor when deciding what to eat. According to First Lady Michelle Obama, the guiding force behind the Let's Move campaign, quote, "As long as our plates are half full of fruits and vegetables and paired with lean proteins, whole grains, and low-fat dairy, we're golden." But the big news this week came from Germany, where 22 people have died as a result of the E. coli outbreak, with an additional 2,000 across Europe becoming sick. One-third of those sickened have developed a complication that attacks the kidneys called hemolytic uremic syndrome, which can be fatal or permanently damaging. Authorities are scrambling to find the source of the outbreak, but results are still inconclusive. At first, German officials blamed contaminated cucumbers grown in Spain. Then it was organic bean sprouts from a farm in northern Germany. The worry is that as more time passes, it becomes less likely that the true source will be found. To cover as many bases as possible, officials are warning European veggie eaters to avoid tomatoes, lettuce, cucumbers, and bean sprouts. Growers' pocketbooks are also feeling the effects of the controversy. FEPEX, the fruit and vegetable industry in Spain, reports that farmers have lost $256 million in exports, thanks in part to countries like Russia, which have banned imports on all vegetables from the EU. Keep tabs on this developing story by following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook. Just search for Earth Eats. For Earth Eats, I'm Mia Partlow.
It's strawberry season. You can find strawberries at your local farmer's market, or you could visit a U-Pick strawberry farm where you can select your own berries right from the field. With the strawberries we've collected, we'll be making a strawberry shortcake. And for this recipe, an old favorite makes another appearance, Chef Orr's legendary buttermilk biscuits.
You know, you can use it for so many things. We've used it for biscuit biscotti. We've used it, you know, served with goat cheese, make them with Parmesan. You could throw some wild garlic chives in the biscuit mix. And, you know, there are lots of ways to use it. But today we're going to make it into a dessert to celebrate spring strawberries. So I've got a nice dish of strawberries, probably about 3 to 4 cups of strawberries. I'm going to put a little bit of local maple syrup. This comes from Burton's Maple Camp. Probably about a half to three quarters of a cup of maple syrup.
What grade maple syrup are you using?
Well, this I like to use the grade B. Grade B is, I would think, a little gutsier. Grade A is for pancakes, you know, where you're really going to taste the maple syrup without a lot of other confusing elements. But when you start adding other things like, you know, the sweet acidity of strawberries, it would distract from grade A syrup. So use grade B for those things. I'm going to add about a half a lemon's worth of juice. Now, again, with desserts, a lot of times I'll add a pinch of salt and just a little pinch of freshly ground black pepper.
Salt and pepper in strawberries and maple syrup, that seems a little incongruous.
Well, if you like pancakes with maple syrup and bacon, it's kind of the same thing. You got that sweet, salty thing is something we like. The French in Brittany, they do a caramel that they coat with sea salt. So,
but the pepper in there as well?
The pepper, too. There's a famous dish in Italy that's strawberries with balsamic vinegar and cracked black pepper.
For a little something different, we're adding some fresh mint to this dish.
These are really perfumey. You know, they've been waiting underground all winter long. They're going to the disco when they come out. And when it's this young, you can even throw some of the stems in. It doesn't matter. They're tender. It's only when, you know, mint gets older and gets woody that you really need to worry about the stems. Kind of sprinkle that over the strawberries. We're going to toss this. Now, you can let this macerate for 10 or 15 minutes, and it's only going to get better with a little bit of time.
You just used a $10 word there, macerate.
That's when you put fruit and sugar together and it draws out the liquid. So, you know, anytime you cut up some fruit and you toss it with sugar, it'll turn into a syrup. And that's maceration.
But now, can you spell that?
Now you need to get one of those kids that can go to spelling bees to spell it. All right, so I've got these nice biscuits. They're warm from the oven. I'm going to just put a little bit of strawberries on because I want to top these with ice cream. And if I put the ice cream directly on the biscuit, it would melt too quickly. And then what I like to do is to take a little bit of yogurt, and that's going to cut down on the sweetness of the ice cream. And I just kind of drizzle that around the outside. And then decorate it with some more of those mint babies. Okay, and that's mint and maple strawberry shortcake.
Well, it wasn't difficult to find someone to taste this dish for us. Here's Tracy Walker. Oh, brave man took a big bite of mint.
I think it is fantastic. Absolutely, and the mint just highlights everything on the plate. Just real easy to eat.
It's really easy to get updates from Earth Eats all week long. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/EarthEats, or follow us on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats. You can also visit our website to see a video of the preparation of this strawberry shortcake and print all the recipes you hear each week on the podcast. Join us. The address is eartheats.org. This next dish, called a grunt, is similar to a cobbler. It uses blueberries and blackberries, something to look forward to later in the summer months as these berries start to ripen up. Or you can just grab whatever berries or other fruits are in season near you. Check out this summer berry grunt with ginger and lemon.
So what we're going to do is we have a nice heavy bottom pan that we can also transfer to the oven if we choose later. We're going to add our sugar. We have about a cup of sugar. Okay, we're going to add a little bit of cinnamon. We have our flour, which, add that again, is going to be the thickener, and that's going to be about 3/4 cup. Okay, to this I'm going to add some Earth Eat types of flavors. We have some ginger here. Again, we love to take old-fashioned recipes and update them. I'm adding some lemon thyme. We have some lemon zest. We're going to start stirring this together. Okay, you can see the flour starting to do its job. It's starting to thicken up. And we're going to cook this again until it starts to grunt. What that means is that the flour will start to absorb these flavors and start to bubble and spit at you a little bit. It's really a fast dish to make. So if you're in a hurry, it's much faster than even making a cobbler because you're making this filling right in the pan. Okay, there's several different ways you could finish it. You can finish it right on the stovetop by putting a cover on it and just letting it kind of steam there. Or you can take the whole thing and put it in the oven and bake it more like a traditional cobbler. Okay, now we're going to make the dumpling topping. So we've got our flour, sugar, a little baking powder. Okay, and to this we're going to add our butter. Okay, and we're going to mix the butter in until, just like if you're making a biscuit, until it starts to be about pea-sized pieces. Okay, and then we'll add the buttermilk. And we want this to be a fairly loose topping, so it'll be a little looser than a traditional biscuit dough. You see how it's getting nice and thick? Okay, I'm going to drop my little dumplings in here. And just about a tablespoon each one. Okay, at this point, I'm also going to turn the heat down a little bit. And I'm going to go ahead and finish this in the oven. You could do it on the stovetop covered, and you'll have a nice moist dumpling where I like to get a little crisp on top. And I'm just going to take the whole dish back there and pop it in the oven. Today, I'm going to be serving this with some Hoosier sweet corn ice cream. But you could do it with vanilla ice cream, just with some yogurt or a little bit of sour cream would also be wonderful with the grunt. So it's a quick, fast, easy recipe you can make every night of the week if you'd like. Whatever fruit's in season, peaches, pears, apples, you can make a grunt just about of anything. So enjoy.
Find some inspiration on our website where you can print recipes, look at photos, and join the conversation on our blog. It's all at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.